Listening Library presents Red, The Fairly True Tale of Red Riding Hood by Liesl Shurtleff. Read for you by Tara Sands.
Chapter 1. Magical Mistakes. The first time I tried my hand at magic, I grew roses out of my nose. This was not my intention. I meant to grow flowers out of the ground, like any normal person would. But I've never been normal, and magic is unpredictable, finicky, and dangerous, especially in the wrong hands. Granny had taught me magic from the cradle. Some grandmothers shower their grandbabies with cuddles and kisses and gumdrops. I got enchantments and spells and potions. Granny knew spells to conjure rain and wind, charms to make things grow or shrink, and enchantments of disguise and trickery. She could brew a potion to clear your mind or clear your stuffy nose. She had elixirs for toothaches, bellyaches, and heartaches, and a special balm for bottom itch. There was no end to the wonders of magic. There was also no end to the troubles. When I was 5 years old, I wanted to grow red roses for Granny's birthday. Roses because her name is Rose, and red because my name is Red. They would be the perfect gift. I knew I could do it. I had seen Granny grow fat orange pumpkins and juicy red berries straight out of the ground with just a wave of her hands and a few words. I chose my own words with care. Red Rose Charm. Sprout and blossom, red, red rose. Let your fragrance fill my nose.